Father, we thank you this morning. We are grateful to you because we are here. We thank you for the time and for the season. We thank you for, Lord, the things that are in your heart that you are unfolding to us at this time. We thank you because, Lord, this is the time when the battle is being turned in our favor. This is the time when the tide is turning for us. This is the time when the people that are stuck in darkness, in the regions of the shadow of death, unto them light is shining. This is the time, Lord, that the darkness is passing and the true light is now shining. It's a time when the light is coming into the prison and causing the chains to be broken. It is the time of midnight when the earthquake is taking place and every man's bonds are being loosed. Lord, we thank you. Though darkness has prevailed up to now, light is about to break forth. And so, Lord, we are convinced that this is our time. This is that night in Egypt when the trump of Jubilee was blown and the power of Pharaoh was brought to a halt. And men could walk out and no man could harass them. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Lord, we declare this reality. We declare this reality that there is a new day that is dawning. There is a new wave that is coming. Yes. And we bless you. We gather in this conviction. Thank you, our Father. Lord, this morning we ask that the curtains over our heavens be taken away. We ask, Lord, that Lord God Almighty, the voice of the Christ, begin to be heard. In the words to be spoken, the voice of the Son of Man shall be heard. The trump will give a distinct sound. Men shall be scared of, and men shall be preparing for battle. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord, brethren. Hallelujah. I want us to go to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13. There's been a burden that the Lord has been putting on my heart for his people. Praise the name of the Lord. And we've been looking at it in different places, different dimensions. And we're trusting God that he will bring another dimension of it to us today. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a current burden because the Bible says that God works all things after the counsel of his own will. In other words, God has a plan. Not only a plan, he has a time to achieve and accomplish that plan. Praise the name of the Lord. And it is important for us today that we know what the plan is and where we are in that plan. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I trust the Lord to help us. Acts 13. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 13. Amen. Amen. There's been a sound coming forth in this camp. Praise the name of the Lord. And we trust that that voice will get louder and louder and much more clearer. Praise the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 13. I read from verse 1, then I'll jump. Praise the Lord. Now they were in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. Amen. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is not the message. This is the preamble to it. But there were the church of Antioch was the Gentile church, right? Hello? Praise the name of the Lord. They were starting brethren in that assembly. And they took time to fast and what? Pray. Ministering to the Lord. This was not a general meeting, no. Hello, are you with me? It was not general fellowship. He was certain brethren who were seeking God, who set themselves what now apart to seek God. Are you with me, brethren? Hello? These people will have graces upon their lives. And they took it upon themselves to take time out to minister to who? To God. But Isaac was talking about that. Praise the name of the Lord. There was not a program. They were ministering to God. They were what now? Seeking God. And it turned out that this was at the time God wanted to start a new phase of what he wanted to do upon the earth. He was about to release the gospel in a different world now, dimension. And they were ministering to the Lord. Brother, sister, time has come for men to set time out to minister to who? To God. This matter, you must show that you want it. Praise the name of the Lord. The only thing I can guarantee you here is that the Lord promised you that you will seek me and you will find me when you seek for me with all your what now? Your heart. Something came out of this time of fellowship as they were ministering to the Lord. They didn't know, you know, what God was about to do. But the Lord spoke in a very clear manner. Separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work that I have worked, you know, call them. And they responded. Praise the name of the Lord and laid hands on them and ministered to them and they went forth. Praise the name of the Lord. We are about to see God. Hello? We are seeing darkness. We are seeing the enemy at work. But the Lord wants to, as we're going to see here, the Lord is going to tune our faculties. When Isaac was already speaking on Friday night, I was hearing voices in the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And we're going to see that. There is a new man coming. And it's the man that God has restructured his faculties. Praise the name. You see, this is where our problem is, and this is the context of the message. Our culture, our faculties to perceive. Somebody talked about faith yesterday. Praise the Lord. That faith is the what now? The assurance of things hoped for. And what now? The evidence of things not seen. One translation says, faith perceiving as real that which is not revealed to the senses. Praise the name of the Lord. The faculty to perceive realities that the five senses cannot what now? Touch. There will be an adjustment here. Praise the name of the Lord. And we will begin to contact spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me, brethren? We begin to contact and connect with invisible things. The real things that have shaped your life. You are being shaped by certain things in your heavens. Do you know that? Your character, you are being governed, whether you like it or not. What we are going to be talking about is how to change your government. Hello, are you with me? But as far as you are being governed, yes, everybody here is being controlled by some spirit. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The only thing you can choose the spirit that will control you. Praise the name. So if you have been living under the delusion of independence, that's me. It's not you. There is something moving you. Just make sure that it's the right thing that is moving you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hello, brother. Are we together? Good. Because we need to land on this. And it is only when we have come to this point that, you know, when man must step out and God takes over, is when you recognize, but you have to say that the soul is the habitation of what now? Of spirit. If you must recognize that. That all of us here, to one extent or the other, we are being controlled by things. Our behavior should tell you. Do you understand? Your attitude should tell you. Even sometimes you look at your life and things you have done, things you have been, and you're wondering, why am I doing these things? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, here, Paul, Saul, and Barnabas were released. Now, the story we are going to be dealing with is the first recorded encounter of Paul and Barnabas. You know, the moment they were released, they went and they started preaching the gospel. But the Holy Spirit takes time to record their first story as far as their apostolic journey was concerned. And it was the encounter with a man called Bar-Jesus. Elymas. Now we're going to focus on that. Because it has to do with you. It has to do with me. Every time we talk about character change, isn't it? Everybody knows that there must be a change of lifestyle, must be a change of character. Now, the Lord is wanting us to know that what you call lifestyle, character, is governed by a government up here. Praise the name of the Lord. This government is actually made up of thoughts. See, thoughts. We'll be looking at that. You know, thoughts are not things that just go on in your mind. They are living things. Hello? Are you with me, brethren? They are what? Living things, their powers. And the truth is that those things have a life and a mind and a will of their what now? Their own. Their personalities. Even in scripture, they are personified. Praise the name of the Lord. And so the game is to get that thing and bring it to submit the whole to Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatever, whether you like it or not, those things there, whatever direction they are going, that's where you're going. Hello, are you with me? Whatever direction, those things, whatever activity is happening there, whatever direction is going, that's where you're going. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I pray, brethren, that as we open up our hearts, the Lord will speak to us today. Amen. Now, we know the story. Paul, when they got to a place, let me read that part, verse 6. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, and what? A Jew. There are three things stated about this man. A sorcerer. A false what now? Prophet. And what? A Jew. That's what they found. His name was Bar-Jesus, son of Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when I was looking at this, the Lord began to bring some understanding. You see, this encounter was the defining moment for the ministry of Barnabas and Saul. If they did not address this matter and overcome, their whole apostolic ministry would have what? Failed. That access you see them having, they come to a place and preach and men will believe, was because they broke through a gate here. Are you with me, brethren? They broke through a barrier here. They judged a particular spirit at this point in time and put him out of the way. Are you with me, brethren? And from that point, the hearts of men were what? Opened to them and their ministry. And the Lord is saying to us today, you have something to address in your heart, in your mind. Praise the name of God. There's a gateway, there's a barrier. You know, when Jesus was put in the grave, there were false soldiers that were put to what now? To guard him. You remember that? When Peter was put in prison, there were four soldiers. Is that correct? Four, in the time of Paul, it was four guard sets of guards. I don't know if you understand that. Four sets means that for every, how many hours in a day? 24 hours, right? For each station, there were always four soldiers. One here, one here, one here, one here. The moment they finish their guard, they move out. Another four sets will do what? Are you with me, brethren? We take over. Now, that thing has to do with our minds. The soul of man. Praise the name of the Lord. There are barricades. As we are going to see, there are barriers. Now, until you begin to realize this and begin to take up a battle to cast down this barrier, your interaction with the Word of God will be limited. The effectuality of the things you hear will be limited. Are you understanding my point? Your ability to experience and encounter the Word of God, the power of God, will be limited. Because this Bible, the Bible tells us that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Are you understanding my point? Your ability to experience this power is directly related to your ability to believe. Praise the name of the Lord. And if the enemy is a smart devil, he will begin to work on your ability to believe. Praise the name of the Lord. Friend, are we together? Hello? Praise the name of the Lord. And so, Paul and Barnabas encountered this man. Sergius Paulus was the governor, the proconsul. He was a very important man. And he was a prudent man. He had a heart to hear the word of God. But he had a problem. The problem was this man, Barnabas, had been, the Bible says that he was a part of the man's entourage. Now listen, praise the name of the Lord, because this is fundamental. He was every king. Every ruler has a court. Advisors. Are you with me, brethren? The people that help him make what now? Decisions. That run his ministry, his government, his lifestyle. And for him, Ananias was the principal man. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, if you're a king, and we're going to be looking at this. David had two principal men. One was a man named Ahithophel. The other man was a man named Hushai. Are you getting my point? Whether you like it or not, David's government was directly influenced by these two men. We said one was the king's counselor. The other was the king's friend. We'll be talking about counselors and friends today. I hope you're following what I'm saying. Now, as I'm talking to you, inside your head, inside your heavens, there are counselors. There are friends. There are what the Bible calls acquaintances. You're going to see them. And these are the things that directly influence your thinking, your attitude, your mentality. When you see a mother talking to the daughter, this your skirt is too short. And she looks at the skirt. She doesn't see anything wrong with it. Her friends are talking to her. Where? Inside her head. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When you see young men, young women, when they want to get married, they have accumulated counsel in their heads. over the years that you want to play out, don't try talking to them on certain things. Are you understanding my point? Their attitude will tell you. There are counselors where inside their head. I want to tell you something, brethren. This thing is real. Those guys are the people that determine the direction that you do what you go, your attitude towards certain things. When you see a young man wearing Taliban gear, you know, young men, they just, those their beards they wear. What are you talking about? There are things working inside their head. See, brethren, you know, when Adam said he was running from God, and God said, "What are you?" He said, I heard your voice and I was afraid. I went and hid myself. You know what the Lord asked him? Who told you? Who told you? Who are you what now listening to?
Hallelujah.
Because somebody spoke to him. He had made some new friends, counselors, acquaintances that were now giving a different perspective from what God was stating. It was them that changed his attitude towards the trio. Before, when he was listening to God, that trio was a no-go area. But the moment he began to make some friends, acquaintance, suddenly he began to look at the trio again. And that's how trio began to do what now? To change and became attractive. Hello, are you with me? Praise the name of the Lord. I trust that God will help us to break this thing down because it's real. A time has to come when God has to expose this man, this spirit.
Oh, yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Sages, Paul desired to hear the word of God, like many of us desire to. But you see, the Bible says that Elimaeus withstood Paul. We're going to look at one translation. It says he resisted him. The one says he was arguing with him. He was arguing with Paul, arguing with them. Resisting. But hallelujah. That the Lord did something there that is also going to do in our midst.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, it's time for judgment. You know, until Elimaeus is judged, the accuser of the brethren. He said, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power. These are the things that have been lacking. We have been wondering, where are they? They are coming. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, he said, at the end of those who have lifted up my eyes, and my reason returns. My wisdom returns. My counsel returns. My nobles returns. And I was here established again in my kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Our help will come.
Amen.
He says, now it's come. He says, he looked at the man and said, and now the hand of the Lord is upon you. There's a judgment that is coming upon you now. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, brethren. Something is about to happen that will change everything. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let me go back. This man, let me start on the external. You know, he's calling his sorcerer. Today, the church is full of sorcerers. Brethren, I'm not joking. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, it was during the time of this synagogue, this thing, that I realized that we are in trouble. End time is in trouble. Are you getting my point? When people, elders, not discern. When we come to a point when Koro, there is a satanic spirit and a born again end time believing, you know, talking about sonship talking brother cannot discern. That's big trouble. We need to go back to this. This point. Are you with me, brethren?
Yes.
You see, there are things that God says is there to test us. It was an issue. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, usually, like I always say, That is one man that God gave me liberty to talk about publicly. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't, no matter how, you know, the situation is in the Pentecost, I don't discuss men of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Not on this place. Okay? Yes. Now, you have a situation where there is a suffering. And the level of intimidation, you know, when he died, people, the ministers were put under pressure. They put all them under small pressure. Some had to go and send the condolence message. Paul said, what is my business with those who are what now? Outside. What is my business? For some of them, you see, because when you minister, like, you know, Moses had a problem because he listened to the voice of the people. Saul had a problem because the people said, you know, when you want to do play around to meet to please the people, you fall into trouble. Praise the name of the Lord. And you are sending condolence message. What for? Praise the name of the Lord. By the time the Lord begins to move, because the Bible said they will be exposed. Say they shall proceed no further. Yeah? You know, we will begin to see a lot of the things that we call ministers today are sorcerers. Because a sorcerer is one who is not even, there's no business with God. He's different from the false prophet. You understand what I'm saying? A sorcerer is from ab initio, from a wrong spirit. Has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And this man, if what the scripture says, is just like Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. This man resists what now? The truth. You know, some people who attend some of these churches have gotten depression because they say, hey, say Emmanuel. Say, you understand? Say Jesus. If you now want to share the gospel with them, they tell you that they are children of God. Something has blocked their ability to hear the gospel. Praise the name of the Lord. And they're all over the place. Particularly, you see, the world is interested in, you know, what they call the prophetic. Yes, you ate Gary in the morning. The plate you ate with was red. And then this, that. And people start shouting, prophet, prophesy, you know, prophesy. They say, make I prophesy. They say, prophesy. You know, and you see people rushing. I watched one man find wives for people right inside this church. I'm sure you saw that. He called out one set of young men like this. Before, right before my eye, he began to appoint wives unto them. The people had sold their wedding earrings. Do you understand the point? So somebody is marrying wife for you. That is unanticipated, unexpected. But they are so giving over their souls to these people that, I mean, that was it. Praise the name of the Lord. This is not the core aspect of this message. Praise the name of the Lord. He said he was a sorcerer. He was a sorcerer. And then he was also a false prophet. That call of false prophet, of course, a false prophet born again, but at a point in time, out of the love for money, fame, do you understand the point? Another motivation enters. You know, the Bible talks about them, say they have gone after the way of Balaam.
Yes.
You understand? For reward. You know, and once that wrong motive enters, other spirits will also sneak in with the wrong motive. Praise the name of the Lord. And today the church is full of false prophets who are preaching from their belly, who are preaching for all kinds of motivations. We will encounter them and we must overcome them.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And thirdly, he says he was a Jew. What Jew? Who is a Jew? Paul tells us that. He said a Jew is not one who is outward. Is that correct? Yes. So you find that there are false, what they call false brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. We are going to be encountering that too in our midst, in our environment. You know, and some, he said, they say they are Jews. But they are of the synagogue of what now? Of Satan. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. I will not dwell there so long, so that we can move forward. Praise the name of the Lord. But the point I'm trying to make, these are things we are looking at the externals now. But we have issue with what now? The internal. Praise. Who is Elimas? What does he represent as far as we here are concerned? Now let's read scripture. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. And what are you? Verse 9 says, but Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit, looked steadfastly at Elymas. I'm reading from Matthew 5 now. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he says, he calls him, he says, you master in every form of deception and recklessness, unscrupulousness and wickedness, you son of the devil. Son here is a fully grown, developed, matured expression. One translation says, you incarnation. Yes, let me look at that. You incarnation of deceit and fraud, expert in every form of deception and slay of hands, utter impostor and charlatan, professional deceiver and mischief maker, son of the devil, enemy of all righteousness. Now, brethren, Elymas is not very far. Elymas is walking inside my head. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me, brethren? Elymas' ministry is to look at what. Let me read this. He says, will you never stop perverting and making crooked the straight paths of the Lord and plotting against his saving purpose? Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? There is something that is resisting. Every time you hear the word of God, there is something that rises up here to undermine it. This awareness must come to all of us. And it is based on this that we must rise up and begin to contend. You know, when the Bible says contending earnestly for the faith that was once handed down, you know, people think we are talking about fighting doctrines, those who preach false doctrine. It's just an aspect. That's the external. Hello, are you with me? There is this thing. He said, for certain men have crept in what now? Unawares. Where are they creeping into? Somewhere else, they say they creep into homes and take captive silly women. Now, who is a silly woman? It is a soul. Do you understand? That is weak. Hello? It is the soul that is void of counsel. Praise the name of the Lord. It is the soul that a woman that is prophesied with her head, what now? Uncovered. The soul that is not submitted and yielded and governed by the Spirit. Silly woman. And they take them what now? And they begin to manipulate them. Begin to do what? Manipulate them. Now, human lives are under manipulations. Praise the name of the Lord. Have you ever talked to somebody? You're calling somebody a young person, or sometimes even old people too, because there are old and foolish people too. Praise the name of the Lord. And you are giving the person counsel. And the person is looking at you like, oh yeah, now keep talking. Keep talking. Are you getting my point? Pitying you. Meanwhile, you are seeing the teeth there. And you're passing the person. And something inside the person is just looking at you like, you understand the point? You know, and you know that sooner or later the person is falling to that pit. But that counsel up here will not allow him to do what now? To receive that counsel. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a demand. It's a mystery. If you see what Paul was speaking, he wasn't just speaking to a man. He was addressing an entity.
Oh, yes.
He was addressing a spirit.
Oh, yes.
He was addressing an energy, a mystery,
yes,
walking inside a person.
Oh, yes.
He says, will you not stop resisting? In fact, one translation says, diverting the saving purposes of God. You know, the Bible says that the word of God is not supposed to return void. Do you know that? Every time this word comes and nothing happens in your life, something has diverted it. The mystery has resisted it. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the same God, this God, is about to release his power upon us. Somebody said, I heard voices in heaven saying, now is come salvation. This deliverance has come. And what else has come? Salvation and what? Strength. And the kingdom of our God and the power of Jesus Christ. Why? Because Elimaeus has been what? Casting. Praise the name of the Lord. So we will experience the reality of this word. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God comes is coming to us. And then something inside my head is working. Ah, this message is for God. God bless. Do you understand the point? Hello, are you with me? I'm sure it has happened to you before. It has happened to me too. So let's not be. You understand the point? In your mind, you know that I thought that Brother Blas is in church today. He needs to hear this message. It's a diversion. Are you getting my point?
Yeah.
You will not receive it again. It's now going to Brother Blas. See, will you not stop diverting and subverting and undermining? The purpose of God is to save Sister Bill. But something is undermining that word. You know, I think I've shared this story, you know, of the encounter we had with rats in my house. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. No, I'm usually using it as an illustration for this thing. You know, we had rats when we moved into the house. And, you know, we traveled to Uganda. So we just moved into the house today, dumped our things. And then 2 days after we traveled. And the kitchen door didn't have a door. We just had a barricade, a burglary protector. And before we came back, rats, you know, end time rats had entered into the house. In the end time now, rats, when you do, hey, the rat is looking at you like this. It's not moving. You understand it from big ones. You know? So we put this thing. And the rat will just jump it over. They do jump and pass. You know? So, you know, after we got frustrated, we had to fast and pray. And, you know, God is very good. He can hear prayers about rats. And he heard us. And we woke up one morning, and the rats were gone. The Lord gave us a word. He said that we would drive away the wild beasts. Praise the name of the Lord. And so we began to thank God. We began to rejoice. I mean, because we knew that it was the doing of the Lord. Then after that, something now began to work here. And I said, maybe there's a logical explanation for this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hello, are you with me?
Yeah.
I said, maybe there's a logical explanation. That thing began to work in my mind. There must be a physical, scientific, logical explanation for this thing. So there's a mystery working in my head to undermine. You see, it's not easy. The mind has limitations. You know, I've watched A.A. Allen, some of his videos. And right before my eyes, he's praying for somebody with cancer. And you see the thing, leg growing out. You see a cancer person, everything dying, just gets up and begins to, small time, energy keeps coming. After a passing, this person begins to run.
Hallelujah.
So my mind is struggling. I don't know if you understand my point. My mind is struggling with what my eyes are seeing. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me, brethren? Is something inside me saying, is this possible? You know, this is why, you know, people see miracles and they say, this is staged, managed. Because they can't cope with the supernatural. The mind cannot cope. You know, for the mind to function, the Holy Spirit has to take the mind and bring the mind into ritual frequency. That's the only way you can relate with the supernatural. And I tell you, brethren, something must happen to our thinking.
Amen.
So that we can cope with what God is about to do in this time.
Oh, yes.
Are you understanding what I'm saying, brethren?
Yes.
My mind is struggling. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, no, the Bible tells us that the natural mind is an enmity against God. It cannot submit to the law of God. Because there are certain things which we are going to be looking at working in the mind. Negating. It says it's subverting the saving purpose. The purpose of God. He said he sent forth his word and healed them. And delivered them from their destructions. There is an energy working inside me, working destruction. Praise the name of the Lord. Destroying, working corruption. Leading me in a path. He said that the end, the way it sounds alright to a man. He seemed right. Because something is telling him, yes, this is the right way. But the end thereof is death. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, this thing, this element thing, is an entity, something that all of us must realize and begin to contend. So when the Bible says contend earnestly for the faith, it means, brother, that you must understand that the word that is coming to you is not just bread and butter. There is something working against it. And you must pray to contend against that thing. And the Lord has promised us he is judging it.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He says, and now, I love that word. When I was taking through, he said, and now, the hand of the Lord is against upon you. There is a judgment. Jesus says, so he said, now, the prince of this world is what now?
Hallelujah.
This prince of this world is the same spirit. In Ephesians chapter 2, he's called the prince of the power of the air. One translation calls it the ruler of the atmosphere of thoughts. Hello, are you understanding me? Atmosphere of what now? Of thoughts. Praise the name of the Lord. He calls him the ruler of the Ephesians chapter 2, the ruler of the atmosphere. You see, brother, this whole world is made up of an atmosphere of thoughts. Eh? When you see certain things that are popular, trending, there's a master spirit that is controlling that atmosphere. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hello, are you with me, brethren?
Yes.
Yes. You know, right now, there is this thing called Urumi. How many people know that? Urumi. People don't understand. Meth. This is the latest fad. Methamphetamine. People call it Urumi. Praise the name of God. Because it looks, it's like eyes. You understand? It's like eyes.
Also called eyes.
Of the eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, yes, praise God. Are you with me, brethren? Now, I went to visit somebody. My colleague in the office. By the time I arrived there, there was a crowd. There was a student hostel. This way, student hostel, this way. His office was in between. The students, I knew something had happened. And they just told me that a young man just threw himself out of the window. Two-story building. Just threw himself out and landed on the fence. You know, with this razor wire like that. Just landed on the fence like this. And that was it. And I found out that he took that meth. Praise the name of the... Well, how did he take it? His friends. This was his first time. That's a strange thing. His first time. But you see, he had friends who had been, you understand, pushing him, encouraging him, yabbing him. You know, until that day he decided, okay, what is this thing? Let me just do it. And you know, systems differ. This young man reacted. So his friends saw the way he was reacting and locked him up inside the room and then went to get Gary. You understand? They give them Gary to absolve the thing from their system. Before they could come back, he opened the window and just threw himself out. Praise the name of the Lord. Hello, are you with me, brethren? Something. Now, when you talk about hallucinogens, they are mind-altering drugs, isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord. They go to an aspect of your mind and they change reality. I remember when I was in Enugu, a young man, medical student, doing half man, half officer. This young man went and cut his wrists. This here, cut here, and locked himself up inside his room. In his mind, when he was doing it, he was imagining that he was doing it to somebody else. And he locked up himself in the room and bled to death. And bled to death. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know what he took, but it's that these are mind altering. These drugs go into certain aspects of your mind and change reality. Yes. Praise the name. Are you with me, brethren? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Now, there is a battle for the control of this mind. Now, because when you see your personality, your character, your attitude, your mentality, your behavior, it is governed by whatever is ruling in your mind. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It controls you. And the enemy knows that. So you find out that we have situations where young people are under influences. You know, they say the ruler of the atmosphere of thoughts. They are under influences. Social media, we talk about this all the time, but you need to know that it's a mind-controlled situation. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Parents lose their children because their children listen to what they call influencers on social media. Those times determine for them. What they wear is determined by those influencers. Praise the name of the Lord. You are struggling with a young child, and the child just cannot see what is wrong because there are other influencers controlling the mind. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to take my mind.
Hallelujah.
He wants to take over my mind. And so this is a battle that we see here. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is about to judge an influencer.
Amen.
The Lord is about to judge a government over my mind.
Amen.
When it is cast down, then salvation will come.
Amen.
Deliverance will come.
Amen.
Help will come. The word of God will begin to have direct impact upon your life.
Amen.
Because this influencer has the word taken out. Now, Paul said, right now, the hand of the Lord is upon you. And a mist, the Bible says that, he said, there came upon him what? A mist and a darkness. He said, this man, says, to whom is reserved the what now? The mist of darkness, the blackness of darkness. God is about to bring that judgment. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay. Now, we will move on. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So, there is a battle for the mind. I want to go back a little. When man sins, something happens to him. And I think it's important that we understand this. Because the Lord is about to restore and to recover. Let's look at Job chapter 3. Job chapter 3. Praise the name of the Lord. Job chapter 3. I think that's a good place to start. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Job chapter 3. I'm going to read from verse 1. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Verse 1. Are we there? Okay. It says, after this, Job opened his mouth and cursed his name. Hallelujah. He cursed what? his pain. And Job spake and said, let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, there is a man child conceived. Let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Hallelujah. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. As for that night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined unto the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of the months. Lo, let that night be solitary. Let no joyful voice come therein. Let them curse it that curse the day, who are ready to raise up their morning. Let the stars of the twilight thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. Neither let it see the dawning of the day. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this was the judgment that was pronounced upon the soul of man at the fall. Praise the name of the Lord. Darkness came upon the soul. He said, the Bible says, their foolish hearts became what now? Darkened. He said, let that day be dark. Praise the name of the Lord. The soul became clothed and covered with what? Darkness. It became disconnected from light. It was like light was traveling. And I'm sure you understand that the word of God is light. But as it's traveling, there is something that just blocks it. And the light does not arrive at its destination. So the soul became full of what? Of darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. And all the helpers, the counselors, they all did what? They departed. See what happened. Job 19. Then before we go, Job chapter 19. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, what happened to man at the fall, the Lord must restore.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, sir. Job chapter 19. Praise the name of the Lord. Hello, are you there? Job chapter 19. Okay, let's start from verse 6. He said, no, now that God has overthrown me and has compassed me with his net, behold, I cry out of wrong. Praise the name of the Lord. But I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. He hath fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he has set up darkness in my path. He has stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head. He had destroyed me on every side, and I am gone. My hope hath he removed like a tree. He hath also kindled his wrath against me, and he counted me unto him as one of his enemies. His troops have come together and raised up their way against me, and encamped round about my tabernacle. He hath put my brethren far from me. Who are these my brethren? Praise the name of the Lord. Take note of them. Amen. And my acquaintance are verily what? Estranged from me. These things make up my atmosphere. You know, just like Elimaeus was part of a court of Sergius Paulus. There are things that when you want to make decisions, you consult them. When you sit like this, you think you're thinking. Huh? You think you're thinking. The things in your heavens are filling you with, you understand, counsel. Praise the name of the Lord. Thoughts. Well, we're going to see that maybe in the next phase, God willing. Thoughts are living things. Do you know that? They are independent things. So, they are things that come from the realm of the spirit. This is how man is governed. You are governed by thoughts. So, the enemy projects his thoughts to you. God also projects what now? His thoughts to you. Are you together? You will decide which thought will govern your atmosphere.
God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. You understand? My thoughts are much, much, much what now? Higher. We're going to see that thoughts need to be brought to obedience. Hello? Have you seen independent thoughts before? That you say, okay, let me just give you all a fear. That you stay like this and fear. Your mind is going, you understand, thinking of all kinds of possibilities. You don't want to be thinking like that, but the thing is, it's working what now? On its own. Working on its own. Pride, loss, you understand, and all kinds of things operating. Here, praise the name of the Lord. When man sins, his real brethren departed. Praise the name of the Lord. They what? They departed from him. His helpers. You know, the king in Esther had 7 counselors. Hello? There were 7 counselors. There were those counselors who, when he wants to make decisions, they give him advice. What shall we do concerning Vashti? There were other 7 chamberlains. Those ones were helpers to carry out what now? His instructions. Praise the name of the Lord. They were there. Isaiah, we read, I read Isaiah 11. That there is people that are rising. And that the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon them. Hallelujah. Those 7 spirits. The first spirit is the spirit of sonship. Hallelujah. It says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest. That first unction is the spirit of deity, the spirit of sonship, is the spirit of the Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. That becomes his companion. He will no longer judge after what now? The seeing of his eyes, nor what now? The hearing of his ears. Because his teachers have what? They have returned. Praise the name of the Lord. Here, they fled. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, he has put my brethren far from me. And my word, appointance, a word, is changed for me. My kinsfolk have failed. My familiar friends have forgotten me. First, do you know, when man was man, he had helpers. Are you with me, brethren? He had helpers. He was never confused. Because there were counselors. The spirit of wisdom was there. The spirit of counsel was there. The spirit of the knowledge of God was there. The spirit of the fear of God was there. Praise the name of the Lord. He had his acquaintances, his counselors, they were all there. But here, they were scattered. They departed from him. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, house again. He says that they that dwell in my house and my maidens count me for a stranger. When Esther was approaching the king, there were maidens given to her. Were they not?
Yes.
They were there to minister to her. He said that angels are ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of what? Of salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. But then as we are brought back, our helpers will come back.
Amen.
He said, my maidens don't respond to me. I give instructions. It's like nobody has spoken. I pray. There are spirits that are to answer, to carry your prayers. Is that not correct? Daniel prayed a prayer. Do you understand? And somebody was responding to it. And then another person came and blocked it. These are the things that affect our lives. Are you understanding what I'm saying? These are reality. There was a battle. So for prayer to do what now? The answer to manifest. See here that they are far away. When I speak, they're not responding. It's like a stranger is talking. Because you have been disconnected from your helper. You have been disconnected from your counselor. So you are not making decisions at a very low frequency. We make very poor decisions. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, the Lord says, my helpers are returning. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says that they that dwell in my house and my maidens count me for a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I called my servant and he gave me no answer. Praise the name of the Lord. All my counselors departed from me. Praise the name of the Lord. But brethren, there is a restoration. Let's look at Job 29. Job chapter 29. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Job chapter 29.
Are we there?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. And Job took up his discussion, verse 1, and said, "Oh, that I were as in the months of old." I'm being amplified now. "As in the days when God watched over me." Praise the name of the Lord. He said that the eye of the Lord, this land that you are, you know, God is bringing you to, his eyes are upon the land from what? The beginning of the year to what? To the end of the year. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a light of God shining over the heavens of the man that God created. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, "When his lamp shone what now? Above and upon my head." This lamp, we pray the prayer this morning that the eyes of our world, inward man, might be what? Open. Those seven lights might begin to burn again. Praise the name of the Lord. I need light. I need counsel. I need direction. I need illumination. Praise the name of the Lord. I need to walk in the light. He says his lamp shone where? Above and upon my head. And by his light I walked through darkness. As I was in the prime of my days, when the friendship and counsel of God were over my tent. Praise the name of the Lord. When the Almighty was yet with me, and my children were about me. Praise the name of the Lord. This was man before the fall. And this is the man that God wants to do what? To come back. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, the heavens of the people of God must be recovered. There is a battle, as we're going to see, that strongholds are being cast down. You understand? Very high things are going to be cast down that resist the knowledge of God from coming in. Praise the name of the Lord. This is a time of restoration. Look at what happened to Job at the end. Job 42. Praise the name of the Lord. Job chapter 42. Job chapter 42. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a time of restoration. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at verse, from verse 10. Are we there? "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then there came unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his word now acquaintance." Friend, there are graces, there are capacities, there are helpers, there are abilities that where the Lord is bringing word now back.
Amen.
You are, there's a capacity. Man walked in counsel with God. Man walked, he said, "The friendship of God was on my tabernacle." You know who's a friend? He said, "You're my friend because I tell you all that I'm doing." Are you understanding what I'm saying, brother? Yes, there's friendship with God. He says, "Can I hide from Abraham? How many things has God telling you that he's doing?" He said, "Before, the friendship of God was upon my tabernacle." God can't do anything. Do you understand? God says, "How can I hide from?" He said, "The Lord can do nothing." I don't know if you understand what I mean by that. It's the word of God. He says, "I can do what now? Nothing. Without revealing it to my friend." Do you know what friendship is? Praise the name of the Lord. There's something your close friend will do, and if they don't tell you, you will not be happy. Are you getting my point? Because you have a relationship. You expected that he would have told you. I mean, that's how we are your friends. He said the friendship of God. But then the time comes when God cannot tell you everything now, because the devil will hear it. Are you understanding my point? Your loyalty is not very clear yet. Are you with me, brethren? Yes. Because why? The enemy still has a place. He comes to spy. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, okay, look at Job. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, "They all came and they did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. And every man also gave him a piece of money, and everyone an earring of words of gold. I love this issue of the earring. It has to do with our ability to do what now? To hear. You remember what happened at the rebellion in Mount Sinai? You know, the moment Aaron took their earrings, that was it. Praise the name of the Lord. When Moses came down, he gave instruction to the Levites. He said, slay every man his what now? His companion, his acquaintance. All those things that have been guiding your mind, they need to be slain. Paul calls it casting down what now? Imagination. Yes. Here, we find that when God begins to restore, he must restore your words, your hearing. You cannot walk with God. The first thing is that the eyes and the ears of your inward man must be what? Must be opened. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. Yes, the thing that has been limiting and resisting and hindering the flow of energy, the word of God, the energy of God comes through the word that we hear, must be judged. Praise the name of the Lord, God. And God must restore. Look at Daniel. I think we mentioned that Daniel chapter 4. Praise the name of the Lord. When Nebuchadnezzar was being restored, his reasoning returned to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, we don't reason well, though. It sometimes happens, and sometimes we break their reason. Something is wrong somewhere. God must touch that sense. He must touch that faculty. The Lord will allow you sometimes to be offended. Hello? He will allow you, somebody will do something to you. When you look at it from the logical perspective, you are right. The person is wrong. What the person did to you, he should not have done. But that's not the point. The point is, how do you respond? How do you react? That is the issue. We say, he did this, he did that. That is true. How are you responding? How are you seeing it? Look at Daniel chapter 4. Praise the name of the Lord. Daniel chapter 4. Amen. Verse 34. Are we there? He says, and at the end of the days, hello, I, Nebuchadnezzar, I, Eber, lifted up my eyes where? To heaven. I began to set my affections, what now? On things above. Praise the name of the Lord. And as I began to do that, my words, understanding, and, Amplified says, and the right use of my mind returned to me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is one of my counselors, my acquaintances, my friends, my brethren. Hello? They are what now? Returning to me. They returned. The Lord said, go back to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, now look at verse 36. Now, at the same time, my reason and understanding returned to me. My reason returned. Say, come, let us reason what now? Together. In the same frequency. Praise the name of the Lord. My reason returned. I began to see things from God's perspective. I began to see things the way God sees them. Hallelujah. He says, what again? And for the glory of my kingdom, my majesty and splendor did what? Haven't you seen them? Returned to me. Praise the name of the Lord. They're all returning to me. Praise the name of the Lord. And he says, my counselors. Who is my counselor? It's the Holy Spirit. Is it not? So this name shall be called Wonderful Word now. Counselor. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, my advice are returned. Praise the name of the Lord. And my lords sought me out. My lords. These ones are my realms of authority. Hallelujah. Today I pray a prayer and nothing happens. My lords must return. So that when I give a command, they will do what now? There must be a manifestation. Praise the name of the Lord. There will be a restoration, brethren, and it starts when my heavens are rearranged. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, and I was reestablished in my kingdom, and still more greatness than before was added to me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So, brethren, what we are dealing with is there are powers in my thought realm. Praise the name of the Lord. That are negating the word that I am what? Hearing. It is with these spirits that we are to contend. Hello, brethren. He says, I encourage you to earnestly what? Contend. Hear a word like this. You take some time to fast and do what now? And pray. Praise the name of the Lord. There are institutions in my thinking. Are you with me, brethren? And when a man is deceived, he doesn't know it. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul said, I said, I fear. As he was looking at a church and he was worried. What did he say? The way the serpent beguiled who now? Eve. You know what happened in the garden was a mind thing. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah, he said the same way the serpent began it, so also your mind have been what now? Seduced. Your mind has been captured. Your reasoning is being manipulated. Your thinking is not proper, it's not straight. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, brethren. If only the Lord can create that awareness in you that there's something wrong with your thinking. Your mind, brother, sister, and time. Hallelujah. And that something needs to be restructured where? Here. So that we might think alike. We might be of the same mind. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Yes. We might be of the same mind. We might be of the same mind. Our mind needs attention, brethren. We must, if there's nothing else we got from this camp, it is the fact that you need to take some time. Somebody fasted for 21 days. You need to fast 21 days to address what now? Your mind. If you must, we're talking about sonship. If you must get to where you should get to, this gateway must be judged. It must be judged. He said that though we walk in the flesh, but we do not walk in this natural realm. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The weapons of our warfare, they are not natural. They're not natural. Say they are mighty through God. Somebody says, another translation says they are potent. They are potent. There's power in it. The word to cast down what? Strongholds. What is a stronghold? What is a stronghold? Let me define a stronghold for you. A stronghold is a mental situation, is a mental condition. It's a mind, a mindset. It's a mind that is impregnated with a sense of hopelessness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A mind, a mental state, a mental condition, a mind impregnated with a state of what? Hopelessness. That is you, something just telling you that there is nothing you can do about your situation. So it makes you to accept as normal something that is contrary to the word of God. Something in your heaven is telling you you can't change this situation. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are you with me, brethren? Whenever you have that sense that nothing can be done about the situation, there's a stronghold that is what now? He's there. It needs to be pulled down. Because with God, all things are what? Possible. The enemy operates. He holds our minds. That is the ultimate stronghold. Hello, are you with me, brethren? Yes, it's the ultimate stronghold. The moment you come, doctor says, I'm sorry, we have lost him. In your mind, you switch up. Isn't it? We have tried our best. Nothing has happened. You know, and that's it. It's not true.
Amen.
It's not true, brethren. If we must overcome,
we must come to the point of knowing that with God, all things are what? Possible. Jesus told Martha, said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. It doesn't matter. Say, it's dead 4 days. What is that? What is 4 days? What is 4 days? Brother, people who have been dead for 4,000 years are going to be coming out to that grave very soon. Watch it. This is the new day. This is the new day. This is the new day. The day of resurrection. Graves are going to open. The way people are dying now, people are going to start what now? Resurrecting. Are you understanding? Do you really believe this? Do you believe this? What do you think? What do you think? The law of sin and death, the law of corruption, will reach its peak. At midnight, there will be a change. You understand the point? And death will be reversed. The Jordan will flow back to Adam. Praise the name of the Lord. You cannot cope with this reality if your mind is not adjusted. Hello? The disciples were battling with a new reality. A woman came from the grave and said they saw him is alive. It seemed like strange tales to them. Do you understand the point? They could not cope with that reality. They said the woman came with strange tales and they saw angels. Do you understand the point? When the gospel begins to sound like strange tales to you, something is wrong with your mind. Praise the name of the Lord, brother. Do you understand? Are you really preparing for this thing? Are you preparing? Are you really preparing for the new reality?
Yes, Jesus.
This mind needs to be addressed, though.
Yes.
It cannot cope with what God is about to do. It cannot. He said the natural mind cannot cope with the things of the spirit. They are spiritually discerned. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me, brethren? Yes. There are three things that are about to happen. The church. He's going to be split on the basis of those who have seen him and those who have not seen him. Are you understanding my point, brethren? Yes, so that's the end of the matter. Those who have seen him and those who have not seen him. That's the new church. That's the new reality. Because the Lord is about to appear. He said, how come? You see, you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world. He said, he that loveth me, he will keep my commandments. I and my Father will come and do what now? And make our habitation. Ah, he will come to your kitchen, though. He will come to your house. Brethren, you will sit, and the presence of the Lord will be so manifest, so tangible, so real amongst you. That day you will know. He said you will know that I am the Lord in the midst of Israel.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord is saying simple. There is a mentality that needs to be cast down. Praise the name of the Lord. If it's not cast down, you cannot comprehend. You cannot cope. You cannot cope. Because the things that happen will be so amazing. The disciples were trying to digest what's happened with the women. Two men arrived. Say, yes, you have also seen him. Hallelujah. We have taught the new reality. And these apostles who have been with the Lord for all this while, we are grappling. The elders were struggling. Until Jesus now did what now? And said, yes, I am he that liveth. And was dead. The acts of the apostles could not be possible without this manifestation. And brethren, it was in this realm for 40 days he was appearing and disappearing. He was ministering to them. They were, you know, brethren, he was having encounters with them. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, you don't get into the Thomas situation. I don't know where Thomas went to. Praise the name of the Lord. But he was not there when the Lord was now appeared. So when they were talking, he was looking at them like, he said, I don't understand what people are talking about. Don't come into that category that your brethren will enter into this reality and you're looking like, what is going on here? Praise the name of the Lord. So brethren, the covering
upon the mind. This covering of this atmosphere. There is an atmosphere over my heavens that needs to be cast down. So that these old counselors must go. Every Elimiah spirit that has been counteracting what God has been speaking to me, what God wants to do in my life, limiting the voice of the Lord. You know, when the voice comes, the Elimiah says, has God said? You understand the point now? The undermining, subverting, limiting the power, the purpose of God, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The destiny of the world is here, is deliverance, is salvation, is healing, is resurrection. Something is limiting it. That thing must go down. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, there are things that every man, you see, when Jesus was on the cross, there was an inscription written where? On his head. Every one of us is carrying an inscription. You know that? There's a writing upon my head. You know, you see, that inscription was the accusation that was leveled against him. You see, this accusation, Jesus said he is addressing the writings. Let me tell you, when you are carrying an inscription, every spirit that sees you will relate to you based on what you are practicing.
Oh, yes, amen.
You understand the point? If you like go to America, this city is there. If they say, shoot me. Shoot me. Somebody in America will shoot you. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatever it is that is written on that inscription. You know, when Cain sins, something began to speak over him. And he said, anybody that sees me will do what now? Will kill me. Everywhere they see him, what will they see? I don't know what they see. Are you getting my point now? The Lord had to put another mark. Praise the name of the Lord. When the Bible says, touch not my anointed, is a writing upon my head. When spirit sees me, they say, leave that one. Leave that one. Leave that one. You understand? Even blessings is on the same principle. You know, when they were going back to rebuild Jerusalem, the king sent a letter. Say, in any nation where these people appear, give them whatever they need. It's a blessing. Wherever it is, the king says, give them. Whatever they need, do what now? Give them. Angels will see it. Spirits will see it. They will carry out that commandment. My writing must change. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatever it is that is governing me, every ordinance, he said the writing that was contrary to me must be taken out of the way. Praise the name of the Lord. Because already, legally, it has been nailed to the cross. It must be come experiential where in my life. So, my dear brethren, it is time for the people of God to be together to address this matter. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody talked about Bruni. Situation has changed. We will have to be creating times to pray until these things are what now? Cast down.
Oh, yes.
And when the song was going on, till he makes Jerusalem a praise, be not silent. Give him no rest. Pray until we come to a point when the word of God comes, we believe it. We believe it. We receive it. And we begin to experience the power of God unto what now? Salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me conclude by reading Ephesians chapter 2. Praise the name of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2. No. Sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me close with that. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. It's time for war, brethren. Hallelujah. This war is not war against Haman, or the enemies in your village. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There are enemies of this one. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. I want to read from verse 4. I'm going to read from the Amplified. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, the weapons of our warfare are not physical. That is, weapons of flesh and blood. But they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. It says, inasmuch as we refute arguments. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We refute what? Arguments, theories, reasonings, and every proud and lofty thing that sets up itself against the true knowledge of God. And we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of who? Of Christ the Messiah. Praise the name of the Lord. Our warfare is in the realm of what? Thoughts. You are governed by your thinking pattern. You are governed by your mental attitude. And these things can build. Some of us, we inherited them. There are cultural ones. Praise the name of the Lord. There are also professional ones. You know, if you're a lawyer, you are taught to reason in a particular way. Sometimes we are no longer reasoning according to truth, but facts. Hello, are you understanding my point? Yes, we deal with facts. And somewhere along the line, we forget truth. And we just deal with facts. Praise the name of the Lord. And somewhere, some people get so obsessed with winning cases that they, just like a politician, praise the name of the Lord. When you get into politics, if a person tells you that you don't have to stay outside, you have to get in there to change, tell him that nothing is changing. Praise the name. Change comes from the realm of the spirit. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Change comes from the realm of the spirit. You see, these governments, you see, the only thing that will change them is when there's a change where? In the heaven. There is no other thing. If you get into politics, you will learn politics. A politician sells his soul. When he's talking now, his conscience is disconnected from his mouth. Completely disconnected. The spirit that served him and he serves have learned to sense what the people want to hear, and he tells them that. At the point, he doesn't know again what is true and what is good. Things are no longer the same. He just keeps talking. Praise the name of the Lord. You lose your humanity. God's plan is to bring, say, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart come in consonance with your spirit and your words. Praise the name of the Lord. So, these things must be cast down. There must be a casting down of strongholds. Every strength, any situation in your life that the enemy has told you that cannot be changed, is a lie.
Amen.
It can be changed.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And it says that every high thing, there are barriers. There are thoughts that raise barriers against the word of God from coming in. Must be cast down. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then he says, finally, bring in every thought. These thoughts are living things. They are entities that must be brought under what now? Subjection. The mind can be brought under subjection. And then no thought will move because it is under government. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, so it's not a question of you say, and all kinds of thoughts are running through your mind. There is a power to bring thoughts under subjection.
Amen.
If the Lord could judge Ananias and said, from now, the hand of the Lord is upon you. Judgment of God has come. This accuser, the one said he accused us before our God day and night. That is, sin is speaking against you. Telling you, you cannot. Why does God say we come with boldness? Because there's something that is wanting to tell you that you cannot come. You need that boldness. And he must be cast down. Praise the name. So let us draw near with God now. But there's something, you know, there we have limitations, we have made mistakes, do you understand? And all that. But the Lord says, do what now? Come. you know, what's his name? Bartimaeus wants to come. And they say, why are you disturbing the master? Does he have time for you? Oh, yes, he does.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord knows. In fact, he called him by name.
Yeah.
How did he know his name? Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? So all these voices must come down.
Yeah.
So that what the Lord is saying is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Who can you tell me not to come near? When the Lord says, do what now? Come near. Let us draw near. With full what now? Assurance. What is it? It means that you cannot come and you will say go back. So brethren, every voice in the mind that is contrary to us must be cast down.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I pray, brethren, that the Lord will draw us to this point. Remember we started Paul and Barnabas and Simeon and Manian and all them. They gathered and they were fasting and waiting upon God. It is time for the church to begin to create the time to minister to the Lord. There is something great to come out of it. God bless you.